Today's Amud is Yevamis Sadidal Damad Aleph. We're holding on Sadidal Damad Aleph, 11 lines on the tap. Amar Le Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. So we're in the middle of discussing the Shaila about whether or not there's Nemanis to an Eid Echad when it comes to pattering a woman from Yibam, freeing her to marry Lashuk. An Eid Echad comes and tells a woman that her Yavam died and now she's free to marry Lashuk. The Shaila is do we rely on an Eid Echad? So Amar Le Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. So says Rav Mordechai to Rav Ashi, Va'amri Lo Rav Acha Lo Rav Ashi. Some say it was Rav Acha who brought the Raya to Rav Ashi. That's our Shema. L'chayr, we have a Raya from a Braisa. The Braisa says that in the Isha, Nemen Es Lo Yimar Meis Yivam Isha Enase. A woman herself is not believed to say about herself that her Yavam died and that now she is free to get remarried. V'loi Meisa Achaisi. She's also not believed to say that her sister died. She'akanes Lebeisa, and she wants to now marry her husband. And there won't be a problem of Achais Isha anymore because it's only Bechayeha. Now she's not alive anymore. So now she could go ahead and marry her husband or her ex-husband, whatever the case is. So a woman is not believed about these things. Now the Mashmais of the Brais is that it's Tafka, the woman who's not believed. But he knew Delay Mehemna. She's not believed. Ha'ed Echad Mehemon. If you would have a different Eid Echad, who's not the woman herself, a different Eid Echad, would be believed to say that the Yavam died, then now the woman is free to marry Lashuk. So you see that an Eid Echad has Nemanus, to which the Gemara says, and no, that can't be the Pshat in the Braisa. You're not supposed to be making such a Diyah, because Ulutameich, if we're going to make such Diyukim in this Braisa, so then Ema Seifa. You're going to be stuck when you get to the Seifa of the Braisa. The Seifa of the Braisa says that Eina Ish Nemon Noimer Meis Achi, a man is not believed to say that his brother died, Sheyabim Es Ishtoi, and that now his sister-in-law falls to him to Yibam. He's not believed. V'loi Meisa Ishti. And he's also not believed to say that his wife died, She'asa Esa Chaisa, and now he's free to marry his wife's sister. He's not believed to say these things. Now, if we're going to go with your Diyukim of the Braisa, so we'll say that it's Mashma, that who knew Dulei Mehemon? He's not believed to say these things. Ha'ed Echad Mehemon, but we would believe a different Eid Echad. An Eid Echad would be believed to be matter a man to do Yibam with his sister-in-law, or to marry his wife's sister, to marry a different type of sister-in-law. An Eid Echad would have such Nemanis. That would be the Diyuk to be made. But that can't be. That doesn't even make sense. Why would we give Nemanis to an Eid Echad to free a man to marry another woman? Why would we ever give Nemanis, a special Nemanis to an Eid Echad for the sake of a man? Bisham Agabe Isha. I understand by women there's more of a reason to give Nemanis Mishamiguna Kiluba Rabbanan, because a woman can only have one husband. So therefore, it makes sense to be extra Mako when it comes to a woman so that she shouldn't remain in Aguna the rest of her life. Elagabe Ish Ma'ikala Meimar. But when it comes to a man, why would we be so lenient to believe in Eid Echad? When it comes to a man, he can anyways, at least before the Takana of Chayim and Rabbeinu Gershom, he can anyways at least he could have two wives. So why would we ever be so makel for a man? So that can't be pshat in the Braisa. You're obviously not supposed to be making such a diak. Ella, so if you're not supposed to be making such a diak, and really any Eid Echad wouldn't be believed to tell a woman that she is free to marry Lashuk, so then why does the Braisa specify the woman? Says the Gemara, Elaki Itzrach, the reason why the Braisa felt the need to specify the fact that the woman herself does not have Nemanis to say that her Yavam died is the Rabbi Akiva Itzrach. It's coming to tell us a Chiddush, Lefi the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, because Salkadai the Chamina, I could have understood, Hayov Am Rabbi Akiva Yesh Mamzer Michai Ve'lavin, since Rabbi Akiva holds that if she's really not Mutta to marry Lashuk, and she marries Lashuk and have children, and she has children, those children are Mamzerim, because like Rabbi Akiva, there's a Mamzer from Chai Ve'lavin. So since Lefi Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be very severe if she gets remarried and she doesn't actually have a het or two. So Ema Chaisha Akilkula Dezara Udaika. So maybe we should say that she's going to be careful for her children's sake, and she's not going to marry Lashuk without being very careful to verify the testimony of the Eid Echad who's saying that her Yavam died. So therefore, there's a reason to specifically give them manas to the woman. Now you would think that this woman we should give them manas to because she's going to be very, very careful before she marries Lashuk. She doesn't want her children to become Mamzerim. Kamash Malon, then no. Afal Pikain, we do not give this Nemanis to the woman, and even even the woman herself is not believed to say that her yavam died, and we don't say that she's going to be very careful to make sure that she's right about this, that she's telling that she's being accurate. We don't say that. Rather, we say that she's not believed. That's what the Braisa was coming to specify, that we don't give this special nemanis to the woman, but really we don't give that. It could be we don't give this nemanis to any eight achar. And the chiddush was is that even the woman we don't give the nemanis to, but really we don't give this nemanis to any eight achar. So the Gemara is left without a raya. Rava Amar says the Gemara that Rava says Lameisa that eight echad emin biyavama. He says that Lameisa, he says we'll see that it's a svara that an eight echad is believed about a yavama. Says Rava that it's a kavachaymer. He's neman, an eight echad is neman, we kavachaymer. Because the iser kares he tarta. We allow an eight echad when it comes to an iser kares, a woman whose husband goes to Medina Sayyam. So we trust an eight echad who comes and says that the man died by Medina Sayyam, and we're going to allow this woman now, who until now we assumed she was an Eshes Ish, and we're going to allow her to get remarried, so we're being matter the potential iser kares of Eshes Ish through an eight echad. So the iser lavel. Culture came, so all the more so we should be matter the iser of Yavam Lashak for an aid who says that a woman Yavam died and then now she's free to marry Lashak, even if the Yavam didn't die, it's only a lav. So if we're makel to rely on an aid echad when it comes to kares, then culture came, we should be makel to rely on an aid echad when it comes to just a lav. Amar Leah Humir Rabbanim LaRava. However, one of the Rabbanim there said to Rava that no, Adraba, he atzma techiach. It's dafka the opposite, and you see it's the opposite. Dil iser kares hitarta. When it comes to kares, we allow the woman herself is believed to say that she's no longer an eshes ish, she's believed about kares, and l'isr lav l'yitarta. Yet we said that when it comes to a woman who says that her yavam died and now she's free to get remarried, we're not mad to her, she's not believed. So you see, she's only believed with regards to kares, and now when it comes to the lav, v'ali my time olay mehemna, what's taka pshat? Why is she not believed when it comes to the lav? If we give her an emanus when it comes to kares, so why don't we give her an emanus when it comes to the lav? There's a svara. The cave and the zimnan the sanyale loydaiku minseva, because sometimes she'll hate the yavam and therefore she'll run away with any sort of hint that the yavam died and use it as a heter to go ahead and get remarried, and she'll be very quick to be mad to herself. So that's why we don't give nemanas when it comes to herself, when it comes to yibam. So when it comes to being mad to her lashak. So eid achanami, it's the same svara applies by an eid achad. The cave and the zimnan the sanyale loydaiku minseva by an eid achad. Who's coming to say that her husband died with Medina Sayyam, so now she's just free to get remarried to anyone in the world. There's no reason for it to dafka. She doesn't have someone in mind that she wants to marry. She doesn't specifically hate anyone. So therefore, we could believe her. We could believe in Eid Echad. We could believe her that she'll be careful. We could believe in Eid Echad that she'll be Daiku Mitzvah. But when it comes to freeing herself from the Yavam, so maybe she doesn't like him. So that's why we can't believe her. That's also why we can't rely on an Eid Echad, because part of the samchas on the eid echad is the fact that we rely on the idea that she'll be daiku mitzvah. She'll be very careful before she just runs off with the heter from the eid echad. So that applies by an eshes ish. But that svara doesn't apply by a yavam, because by a yavam maybe she doesn't like him and she won't be daiku mitzvah. So you don't have a kavachaymer. So as the Gemara Vayter, now going back to the Mishnah had mentioned that Medrash Darash Abelazar ben Nasya, he darshened that in the case where, let's say, you have a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam, and they come and an eid echad comes and tells her that you should know your husband died in Medina Sayyam. She went and instead of doing the suin, she never actually fully did married another man, but she did kedushin, she did erisin. So the halacha in this case, where all she did was erisin, being she didn't do a maisa iser, she didn't do a maisa bia, so we allow her to go back to her original husband, and we don't make her receive a kenas from the second man. We don't kenas her to receive a get from the second man, because the Erisin wasn't really chal, she's really an eshes ish, and being that she didn't do an avera, so we're not going to kenas her, we're going to allow her to just go away scot free. Now on that, Rabbi Elazar ben Amasya said that even if the second man would go ahead and give her a get, since she doesn't halachically need to receive a get, if the second man would give her a get, it's not going to passel her likahuna, it's not going to render her into a grusha, because that get is completely meaningless. And Rabbi Elazar ben Amasya brought it from a pasuk, because the pasuk says v'isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. It says that the kayin is not allowed to marry a woman who is divorced from her husband, being that in this case the second man is not her husband, because it's revealed that really she was an eshes ish at the time that she married him, so the marriage was never taifes since he's not her husband. So therefore, she does not become pasul l'kahuna. It's only isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. He can't marry a woman who is divorced from her husband. In this case, she wasn't divorced from her husband. The second man is not her husband. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, that have laid the Rabbi Lazar midrash be marganisa. The Rabbi Lazar, he brought up this pasuk. There was a gem in this pasuk that he could have darshened. The davarish be chaspa. And in the end, what did he darshen? He darshened such an obvious, such a simple drasha. There was something much more profound he could have learned from this pasuk. My marganisa. What's the gem that was hidden away in this pasuk? The Tanya. It's the gem that's revealed by the following brisa. The brisa teaches us on this pasuk v'isha grusha me isha, that a kohen is not allowed to marry, he's not allowed to marry a woman who's divorced from her husband. That what does it mean? He can't marry a woman who's divorced from her husband. Afilu le'nisgarsha ela me'isha. Even if all she was divorced from was from her husband, meaning her husband gave her a get, and the get said that you are now divorced from me, but you're still asked to marry everybody in the world. So she was only divorced from her husband. She was never actually got the heter to go ahead and marry anyone else. Now the halacha is that such a get is not a good get. Such a get is completely pasul. Still says the Braisa that afilu niskar shalom misha psula likuhuna, she becomes pasul likuhuna, because that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that isha grusha me isha lo yikachu, that even if she was just divorced from her husband, a kayin is not allowed to marry her. Klape the halachas of a kayin, she's considered like a grusha even though she's not divorced. The get is pasul, so she's not divorced, but klape the halachas of kahuna, she's considered like a grusha. V'hainu reyach haget the pasul bekahuna, which is the whole concept of reyach haget. There's a concept of a get that's, even though it's not halachically a valid get, it's only a reyach haget, it has the smell of a get. Such a get at times is going to pasul a woman lekuhuna. So that's, and that's learned from this pasuk, and that's a gem that Rabbi Lazar ben Nasya could have brought out from this pasuk.